Holocaust is a successful historical fiction. Jewish professor Roger DeMargo said,
I know that the plot, for instance, of the Holocaust is a complete fake, because it's very easy to know, because it's a simple technical arithmetic problem which could be solved by a child in high school. Now, any chemist knows that you can't gas people with a cyanide acid. It's called like that in English,
hydrocyanic acid.
1,000 or 2,000 people at a time, it's well known, and even the most important American Jewish newspapers, like the American Jewish Yearbook, say that there was 3,003,000 Jews in occupied Europe in 1942, so I don't see how they could have killed 6 million Jews when there was only 3 million. So, well, I think anybody can see that. I enlisted in 1944.
I
enlisted for 3 years in 1944. It was in the war. The war finished in 1945. But I was in the army in 1944 because, of course, as everybody did, I believed that Hitler was the real monster that everybody said he was. Since I have studied what happened in Nazism, under Nazism, what Hitler did want to do and say, when you read these books, well, anybody can read Mein Kampf, or can read Myth of the 20th Century by Rosenberg, and anybody can know also what happened these last 50 years when Hitler had absolutely nothing to do and not the slightest influence, because Nazi has been dead now for 50 years. So you can do what happened. And what happens, I told you in my lecture, is absolutely incredible. And at the top of everything, you can see the Jews. I told you, I studied the books which really express Nazism, that is to say, Mein Kampf and the Myth of the 20th Century by Rosenberg. I studied what happened during the war, and especially what Hitler actually did, which is hidden, which is concealed to us, what he did in Germany. And the only thing we know about Hitler is that he killed 6 million Jews who never existed in gas chambers which nobody ever saw. That's the only thing which people know about Hitler. But when you really know what he did, what he actually did in Germany, well, when you have studied all that, you see that you have been completely misled, to use a mild term.
Stephen F. Pinter, who served as a lawyer for the United